Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018, and thanks so much for tuning in. This is episode 218 of The Big Show. I mentioned a few weeks ago we'd be doing an irregular series of interviews with people I know in the industry, thought leaders, other folks who I thought it was worthwhile for you to hear from. Today, we have another of those. I'm really, really pleased that today I've got an interview with Abhi Dias, who's a digital marketing expert, a really good guy. He manages digital marketing, personalization, and lead generation at Verizon Wireless, really focused on the top, middle, and lower funnel programs using analytics, using customer experience, using behavioral targeting, and other things to bring customers in and help Verizon Wireless grow its business. Really sharp guy, really has a lot to say about the topics of mobile specifically and personalization specifically. So I'd invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Abhi Dias. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Here we go. So anyone who has listened to the podcast for any length of time or read the blog knows that mobile commerce is just simply skyrocketing. We're seeing shoppers gravitate toward mobile through all stages of their journey and expect relevant and personal experiences when they do that. 34.5% of U.S. e-commerce sales were made on a mobile device in 2017, and mobile's share of U.S. online sales is expected to reach about 50% by 2020, according to eMarketer. That's huge. When we're talking about a $450 billion channel, that's an immense sum and clearly represents how customers expect great experiences at every touch point when they're using their mobile device. That's why I'm so thrilled today to have with me Abhi Dias, who is responsible for digital marketing and personalization for VerizonWireless.com, to talk about the emergence of m-commerce, the emergence of mobile commerce, really as the future of shopping. So Abhi, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Tim. I'm thrilled to be on your podcast. And you correctly mentioned, 34.5% of total e-commerce sales made on a mobile device. That's simply astonishing. And by 2020, we'll be reaching 50%. These numbers are, pretty incredible. And the speed at which the mobile adoption has increased, it's mind-blowing.
So, Abhi, as you think about it, why should retailers focus on mobile now?
Mobile has become an integral part of buyer's journey. Shoppers have literally integrated smartphones into their, everyday day-to-day life. They're not only doing, product research, pricing, comparison, even, checking the price in the store. So unless retailers, have a strategy all around the mobile experience, it's going to be very, very hard to have that omni-channel experience which mobile provides. And, there's another report which came out recently from iVend, which, clearly mentions that almost, 40% of shoppers, consult phones in store to search for the best price. So I think, it's time, retailers, focus on that mobile experience. And the shoppers' mobile migration will continue. If you look at this last holiday season in 2017, 68% of traffic and 50% of orders on Christmas Day, came on a mobile device. And I'm pretty sure that in 2018, we're going to surpass that.
That's awesome. So mobile has really become, almost a power tool for customers, right? Can you talk a little bit about what that means in practice?
Yeah, by power tool, I mean, like, people are empowered by, using mobile every day. It's become a productivity boosting tool. So think about, you know, whenever you're looking for a question, where do you turn to him? You know, you go to your cell phone, right? Any question. So it not only, you know, provides inspiration at your fingertips when we are curious, it gives them a personalized experience when we are demanding one. So we not only, you know, get things right, but it makes us smarter. You know, that's why we call it a smartphone, right? And because mobile is so uniquely positioned, right? I mean, we as brand owners, you know, we have to focus on, you know, creating mobile experience that caters to people's desire for efficiency. So think about, you know, a seamless mobile experience. It will go a long way in tapping into, number one, the desire which the audience has, and then building that long-lasting, stronger relationship. But, you know, something which I want to caution, you know, brands here is that, you know, do not treat, you know, mobile as a singular media channel. You know, rather it should be used, you know, where you have the intentions and the influence, how the influence and the interactions with the branded content. So don't follow that, you know, one size fits all. Okay, you know, here is a 30-second spot. You know, we're going to repurpose it for mobile. It shouldn't be the case. You know, the mobile experience should start with mobile experience. Think about, you know, how you can, you know, we know, you know, what time of the day, you know, the location of the device. So you can actually, you know, tailor your mobile experience based on not only the time, the location, the device you have, what mind frame your customers have. So it gives you immense power, Tim.
Right. So it's less about thinking of mobile as a channel unto itself, but rather how it works with all the other channels, correct?
Absolutely. Right on. Yep.
So given that, what is this change in consumer behavior? What is this change in the way people use mobile at all the varying touch points predict for instance, the retail industry?
I mean, that's a great question, Tim. And I would say, you know, the shift to mobile, I mean, it's happening so fast and it's changing our expectations while presenting new opportunities and challenges for marketers. I mean, before mobile did not exist, hey, marketing was so easy, right? You do your 30-second spot, you get your TRP ratings, boom, done. There's a radio spot running, right? But right. Now, you know, with mobile, in the hands of the consumers, it has added a level of complexity that simply never existed before. So now think about shoppers, you know, think about the millennials and the Gen Z. I mean, they are craving for unique experiences. And unless we offer them a personal touch, I mean, we will lose the connection with them. So, you know, we want to think about, you know, personalization, you know, in the context of, you know, number one, what makes your brand and how your buyer is unique. So a personalized experience will not only bring brands and consumers closer together, but it will have everlasting connection between the brand and the consumer.
Right, right. So what one of the things that obviously signals a big shift when we talk about personalization is the growth of AI, the growth of artificial intelligence. You know, can you talk a little bit about how AI-powered personalization, especially when combined with mobile, could, you know, fundamentally reshape e-commerce?
Yep, very well said, Tim. You know, AI-based personalization, I mean, is quickly becoming a cornerstone and a real growth driver of digital commerce. And there are like several AI-powered platforms which, you know, brands can use. You know, there's Adobe, you know, there's Salesforce. I mean, not endorsing any one of them, but, you know, there are like many players which have an AI-powered platform. So what AI-powered platform does is that it helps us to form like real-time data segments and show them the content which resonates with that particular segment. So taking that personalization to that, you know, extreme level. So for example, you know, let me give an example that let's say you are a footwear, you know, you're a retailer which specializes in footwear, okay? And now you are coming to the site and you are a repeat visitor. And I know that you were shopping for sneakers in your first visit. So what I can do in real time is that, you know, change the hero image, which will show you maybe, you know, sneakers on sale. And if you like a Nike brand over some other brand, you know, we can put a special Nike only sneaker offer in the hero image. So that's personalization. Mm-hmm. You know, here I am. I know, you know, you searched for sneakers last time. And now think about a working professional who is looking for, you know, high heels or, you know, pumps, ladies pumps. So it will be a bad experience if I show her hero image of a sneaker, right? Because I know she's a female and she was looking for, you know, high heels last time. So that's the personalization that, you know, knowing your customers and creating those data segments in real time and showing them the content which resonates with them will definitely help to build a connection digitally.
Absolutely. So can you give some other, you know, examples or other solutions?
Yeah, I mean, so personalization, I mean, you can do it in like many, many ways. So, I mean, another example I want to give you is that, which I always give is like urgency coupon. So let's say, you know, you are, you know, completing your journey and you add the product to the cart. But for some reason, you know, you did not complete the purchase. Okay. So next time when you come back to the site, we can actually welcome you back. You know, hey, Tim, you left these dress shoes in the cart. Would you like to complete the purchase? That's one example. Second, you know, if I want you to convert, you know, like pretty urgently, I can, let's say you've been on the site for, you know, 5-10 minutes and you are not completing the purchase. I can throw you a digital only coupon for, you know, 10% off or 20% off. And then as soon as you accept the coupon or click on it, you know, a timer starts, which shows an urgency that, okay, well, the timer will expire in, you know, maybe, you know, 1 minute and I will lose the discount. So here I am. I know your intent to purchase. You're on the site. So I'm giving you a little incentive to complete the purchase. So all, you know, learning from the behavior of the audience on the site, you know, we have now the technology which is capable of, you know, presenting or enhancing your digital experience. Same as you would do it in store. Like, think about your in store, right? A rep could come and say, oh, well, I can give you 10% additional discount. It's real time, right? The same thing, you know, we are kind of learning from the retail and we are bringing that experience to the digital channel.
That's fantastic.
You know, shoppers' appetite for personalized product recommendation will continue to grow, you know. So we have to think, you know, beyond the box. And how do we integrate that, you know, AI onto whether it's a product detail page or like a category page or even site search? Think about, you know, very simple site search. If I can have suggested text, you know, follow you in site search, that would, you know, simplify your life and then, you know, help you in the conversion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Makes so much sense where you're really creating an interaction with the customer rather than just showing them, you know, the same old content or just the same page that everyone else gets, right?
Yep. So true. Yep.
So that's really cool. So what other technologies or are there other emerging trends that, you know, retailers and brands and folks like that ought to be looking out for?
Yeah, great question. One thing which, you know, fascinates me is the digital voice assistant. You know, think about the Siris and the Google Homes we have, right? Or the Amazon Echo, which we have. So all these, you know, digital voice assistants, you know, I'm not sure if you have one in your home, but I have like 3 of them, right?
I have 3 also. Yeah. It's amazing. Once you get one, you can't, they're kind of like potato chips. You can't just stop with one.
Exactly. So true. So, I mean, it's the rapid embrace of these voice enabled digital assistants, you know, which is used by almost like 40% or more than 40% of millennials, you know, as they research and before buying online, you know. So, you know, voices, I mean, brands really don't know what to do. It's like sort of an uncharted territory. And there's a lot of learning to be done. But again, you know, the growth potential is immense. You know, like there were some projections coming from, you know, OCNC strategy consultants. They were talking about that, you know, the voice shopping is roughly around $2 billion today. and it's expected to grow to $40 billion in 2022. I mean, that's almost like a 1900% jump. Yeah.
For a category that didn't even exist a couple of years ago.
Think about that. Yeah, it did not exist. Now, you know, say, hey, Siri, can you, you know, order this, order that? I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And as these, you know, platforms become smart and intuitive, Tim, and then we are able to leverage the AI and all the machine learning and the deep learning which goes with it, I think it'll become smarter and smarter.
So that's really interesting, because if you think about it, you know, really voice and AI kind of work hand in hand to create that customer experience, to create a better customer experience. You know, can you talk a bit about how AI will shape customer experience as we go forward?
Yeah, I mean, AI, it's already being deployed by the marketers now, but I think, you know, 2008 will finally be the year when, you know, AI is understood, you know, with the brand marketers. I don't know if, like 2 years ago, if you played the Pokemon Go, you know, AR game, which literally, you know, people had, you know, running in Central Park, you know, trying to catch that rare Pokemon, hundreds and thousands of people storming Central Park, right? And now, you know, this year, Harry Potter AR is coming. So several apps, you know, they're doing a great job in terms of, you know, driving AI-driven experiences. You know, Wayfair is another app, you know, which lets you, you know, before you even buy that piece of, you know, furniture or that beautiful painting, you can actually see in real time how that, you know, piece of furniture will look in the corner in your living room, or how this piece of bedroom furniture will fit in your bedroom. So all these capabilities which never existed.
So it's really tying together AI and augmented reality and mobile all into one seamless experience, right?
Exactly. It's like combining visual search and image recognition with AR and artificial intelligence. I mean, it's going to enable new experiences beyond words. And then, you know, you expect a steady stream of AR apps, you know, coming over a few months. And, you know, iOS 11 with the AR kit, I mean, so many apps have already embraced the new AR technology. So it's definitely going to be wider adoption for a much broader use.
That's fantastic. So obviously, those are all the good news stories, right? Those are all the things when it all goes well, it all goes perfectly. So if I'm a brand, if I'm a business, and I'm looking to move forward with m-commerce, with mobile commerce, you know, what are the biggest pitfalls that I should be aware?
Oh, I mean, there are lots, you know, actually, you know, it's not what it's a huge list, but I'm going to cover, you know, some, you know, very basic, which anybody who's listening to this podcast, you know, will definitely, you know, get a lot of value from it. But just to give you an idea, in the mobile conversion, even though, you know, it's getting more than 40-50% of your traffic, the mobile conversions are the lowest, less than 1% or 2%. So, I mean, that's a big challenge, you know, for us, the marketers, that how do we improve that, you know, mobile experience so that, you know, more people are able to buy online and we drive that conversion rate. I mean, so the worst thing the retailers can do is to neglect their on-the-go shoppers, you know, because they have low intent to purchase on the mobile web. Just because, you know, we just don't want to cater to the shoppers. We also want to cater to the people who are shopping. So number one thing, you know, homepage design, and then leveraging personal content and a streamlined checkout. I mean, these are the three most important things for a mobile experience. I mean, the mobile homepage, I mean, it's the number one page which, you know, people come to. And desktop experience is very different. On a desktop, you know, you have multiple tabs open. But for mobile, there are no multiple tabs, right? You just, you know, scroll up and down. So you just need to make sure that whatever message you are trying to convey should be above the fold, right? We always talk about, you know, below the fold and above the fold on a mobile, right? So that's most important part. And keep in mind, you know, your homepage is your, you know, website's North Star. So definitely, you know, utilize things like, you know, shopper's location. Or if you are a retailer, you know, definitely integrate that with your real-time store-level inventory. Let's say if I'm trying to buy shoes, and if I search, and if what the first thing I'm going to do, okay, well, shoes are here. My size is not available in this store. I'm not going to buy there, right? So again, you know, combining all these things, not only it will, you know, benefit for the product research, and then, you know, it'll help drive more conversions on the site. And then site search should also be personalized for, I think, each shopper. So suggest, I mean, we all hate Google sometimes. We're trying to something else and Google is suggesting something else, right? You know, saying, you know, hey, stop,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
I don't want your suggestion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then another way, you know, what we can do, you know, as shoppers are navigating, we can provide with headers on the update that, okay, you know, there are like, let's say there are 5 steps to complete the checkout. So we can do 1 of 5, 2 of 5, you know, 4 of 5. So that, you know, the website visitor knows that, okay, yeah, he's progressing. And then, of course, you know, make sure the back buttons, you know, for them to are clearly visible and, you know, probably in like different colors. And then another thing which I always suggest is that, you know, always integrate the mobile payment in your website checkout flow, because, you know, it's so convenient, you know, like pay with PayPal or pay with Apple Pay, you don't have to fill in all the information. You know, PayPal is going to pull all your information, your address, name, zip code, shipping, everything, credit card, versus if you have to create a new profile, you have to enter everything manually. So, you know, streamlining the checkout process, putting, you know, Apple Pay or Google Pay or PayPal, whatever, you know, you're comfortable with, definitely have that option available on your site.
Absolutely. Makes total sense. Total sense. In fact, that's something we've talked about here on the show before about, you know, the integration of millennials, mobile commerce, and mobile payments, and how those all kind of tie together to drive increased traffic, increased volume, and increased conversions. So that's, those are great, great tips, Abhi. I really appreciate it. Any last thoughts you want to leave our audience with today?
I can say one thing. If you're trying to get on mobile first now, I mean, it's not too late. I mean, I know the train has already left the station, but, you know, still, you know, you can, you know, do a lot of work in the mobile space, because, you know, the traffic is really going to, you know, become, you know, 80, 90% mobile, you know, pretty soon. So definitely we, as brand marketers, you know, we need to work on a seamless mobile experience, you know, leveraging the, I mean, entire omni-channel experience. So mobile is not just like one isolated channel. It's the channel, you know, these days.
That's really great stuff. Abhi, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really do appreciate it. And if people want to find out more about you or the work that you do, where's the best place that they can go?
I mean, of course, LinkedIn. I mean, that's the best way. And then, you know, my personal email is abhi.vyas@yahoo.com. And thank you, Tim, for this great podcast. Loved your questions, and it was very exciting to be part of your podcast.
Abhi, thank you so much for the time. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.
Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just go ahead and look for episode 218. You can also subscribe while you're there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a positive rating and review. I do thank you so much for taking the time to do that. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/TimPeterAssociates, or on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter. Finally, you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.